Welcome to the Blockchain Life with your host, Wall Street Journal and USA Today's best-selling author, Carrie Oberbrunner. In each episode, we explore relevant topics that help you keep your world connected and protected. Thanks for joining the conversation today. Let's begin.
Hey folks, welcome to Blockchain Life. It's Carrie Oberbrunner. I have with me an amazing friend, Chad Willardson. How are you doing today, Chad?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, you are a guy who is doing some cutting edge things. And first of all, we see that beautiful family in the background. You have five kids?
Five kids, yeah.
Wow, five kids in California.
Yep.
And you dared me to swim in the ocean, and I did, and you took me much farther than I wanted to go out.
We swam all the way out to that buoy, which I was way out there. We were way out there. That was awesome.
Yeah. Well, and you got a Midwest little guy like me who, you know, we hear about sharks and all that. So it was good. It was good. But basically, you are an author. You've done a few books. We had you on for a release with your first book.
Right.
And then you got this. By the way, what is that first book name?
Stress-Free Money.
Yes. And by the way, it did great. And let's briefly talk about that, because authors love this podcast too. So your first book was, would you say, was like lead generation for the business, or what do you think?
Yeah, the first book, Stress-Free Money, was really just like formalizing what we believe about wealth management and the mindsets of money, and really how to create more abundance and more financial success in your life. And so it was just a great way to really get the word out there. And yeah, we got new clients from Guatemala, from back east, other side of the country.
Wow.
One in Canada, like a couple, one in a friend in Switzerland, but we've got some clients who found us through the book. And those, even if you write a book that clients don't necessarily find you because of the book, but they're considering hiring your team.
Yes.
If they read the book, it's just a lot easier conversation because they already know you, and there's a lot of trust and credibility. So
yes. Oh, I totally believe that. Books to me are like a filtering tool for the right client. The wrong client will read it and they'll be like, no way, not for me. And that's right. Good, because it saved right. You time.
Right.
But the right clients, I think, like you said, they're more attracted to you. And I would say not in your industry because of your financial advising, but I would say some services, they actually in their mind raise the value of the provider, where they're like, oh my gosh, I hope they work with me now, instead of I might hire you. Now it's like, gee, I hope they do work with me.
I think that's true. I agree. Yeah.
So you're a, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're a fiduciary.
Yes. 100% independent fiduciary.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And I love that, because you kind of then have the client's best interest in mind. And as you've written your second book now, do you have that book in front of you, near you?
Yes, I do. I think I've got one.
Yeah.
I'll pull it up in a sec.
Okay, you pull it up in a second. So Smart Not Spoiled. Tell us the background of that. And I want to set this up, because people might be like, gee, what the heck? This is a Blockchain Life topic. What does this have to do? I think it has to do with everything, because our young people, including Chad's kids, my kids, they are growing up with blockchain. They're growing up with Web3, AR, VR, 5G, crypto. This is the demographic. And what Chad's doing is he's preparing them. And we're going to find out more about this. So, Chad, and by the way, I'll bring up your book if you want. I got it on Amazon handy, so I'll bring that up. But, you got it. Perfect. Smart Not Spoiled. Love it. And am I still coming in clear? You know what? I lost you a little bit. Jump in and out, and I'll talk about your book. Jump in and out. Perfect. Okay. So, folks, his book, Smart Not Spoiled, I love the premise. The premise is that wealthy individuals will end up spoiling their kids, even I would say if you live in America, if you live in first world society, whatever, I would say that's the temptation today. Here we got Chad. All right, perfect. You're very clear now. I was just telling them how it doesn't matter if kids grew up in America, but kids growing up anywhere today, pretty much, unless they're impoverished, the temptation is that they will be spoiled. Talk to us about the genesis of the book.
So I just feel like, first of all, if we learn about the financial world as young kids, we're going to be so much better prepared to be successful and thoughtful adults. And most of us grow up without that education. So schools are not really teaching a lot of the personal financial concepts. They're certainly not talking about blockchain and crypto and NFTs and DeFi and Web3 and all these things that are now just coming upon us. And I feel like we need to do a better job of preparing the next generation for their futures. And so the genesis of this is I have so many clients who talk about how do they teach their kids? What do they teach their kids about money? And they're concerned about my kids. You know, they see me push a button on my phone and Amazon box is at my house within a couple of days.
Wow.
It's just a different world. So kids they're used to things that we didn't grow up with. And we have to be careful and really teach them how to be smart with money so they don't get a false sense of reality, I guess, of what money is all about.
Yeah. It's interesting, Chad, because just on Saturday, or actually, yeah, the weekend, we switched our shipping facility from one of our women's basements. You know, I paid her to kind of keep all the books and all that, but we rented a storage shed, and my kids came over and I said, okay, kids, I'm going to pay you $20 an hour. This can be hard work, you know?
Right.
And they worked solid for 3 hours.
Right.
And I was impressed. Now, when they ask me for money normally and they haven't worked for it, it's like play money.
Right.
Right. So
there's
talk
no appreciation. Yeah. It's just like, hey, that's the money.
Yeah. So talk to us in your book, I know you're doing crazy experiments with the kids and they can earn things. Give us the whole back end of this.
I'll show the book real quickly for your audience. Yeah. There it is right there. So one of the chapters, I have seven money skills kids must master before leaving the nest. And one of them, the chapters is called Learn to Earn. And that chapter, we talk about how to teach your kids more accountability and responsibility about earning money and being responsible rather than just asking for money or getting a fixed allowance because they were existing and alive for another week. Right. So
that's right.
We really like what you did with your kids is you gave them an opportunity to have a little bit of work effort tied to results, which I think is critical in the development of these kids' work ethic. You know, they understand that, like, if I put in effort, I can see results and then I can earn money and be a little bit more independent. And that's the kind of thing that we want our kids learning, obviously, as young as possible. So in the book, I share some examples of what we do with our five kids, and that's providing basically a menu of opportunities. And so we have opportunities that they can choose from if they want to earn money. Here's actually an example of that.
Yeah. There you go. Right there. Oh, like a checklist.
Yeah. Like a checklist of opportunities with points associated.
Yes.
You know, something that gives them a little bit of like freedom to say, I'm in control. I can choose if I want to earn a lot and do a lot or earn less and do less. And you just, you cut out that parental rejection cycle that these kids go through when they just say, can I have this? Can I go to the movies? Can I go with my friends and buy this? And it's like, you're constantly just saying no, or you get them out of your hair and you're spoiling them and they're not learning anything. But we can get them out of that cycle by saying, sure, you can have all you want, but here's the opportunities that you need to choose from to get some work done. So.
Wow. And I love how you and your investors, I mean, you had people jump into this thing because they get the vision,
right?
But you're making this tech savvy for the young people. give us some examples. I know Scott is doing some things with you. Who are some of the people that, I mean, as much as you want to share, why do you think there was this entrepreneurial attraction that there's a lot of colleagues of ours that are jumping in on this?
So we essentially took a lot of the financial content from my book, Smart Not Spoiled, and a lot of the tech background of Scott Donnell, the primary founder of Gravy Stack. So Gravy Stack is the name of the company. It's the name of the debit card app that we created. And Scott and Travis Adams are the two main founders. And I jumped in right away, and I'm honored to be considered a co-founder and an advisor and investor. But we've got some great people like Lee Richter.
Oh, yeah, Lee.
Gino Wickman. We have Joe Polish involved. We've got David Metzler. Jim Quick is involved. We've got just a great lineup of very successful, influential business people. Laurel Langermeyer, Craig Coppola. I'm going to miss some people, but we have some people that we've recruited from Amazon Pay, from PayPal, some very high level executives that are working on basically the flow of the money.
Yep.
And what we're trying to do is introduce a fun gaming technology method for kids to learn about money.
You know?
So kids love to game. They love technology.
Sure.
The whole world is changing with technology and blockchain and NFTs and crypto and Web3 and all these things are coming out, and the kids are interested. They want to learn about this stuff.
Yes.
And so instead of just being a boring company that says, let's get your kids debit cards and mom and dad transfer an allowance over to their debit card, what we want to do is get the kids engaged themselves, get them playing games. We've got missions and levels. They're achieving things. They're competing with friends. They've got leaderboards. They're earning NFTs. They're actually earning in-game currency called grits, like grit coins.
Wow. You can
buy skins and unlock levels. And it's really fun. I mean, I'm excited. Our feedback groups of teenagers and kids, they're just on fire. Like, I'm in a couple of the chat threads. It's like all day and night, these kids are saying, I think it would be cool if we added this in the game. And I think if we added this to one of the levels,
you're giving them ownership.
They have ownership. They're designing. These kids know what they like in games and know what they don't like. And their feedback is just phenomenal. So we're really trying to basically take a concept that kids are not participating in, which is financial literacy, and make it a fun, gamified experience where they want to get involved. They want to get engaged. They want to see their friends there. And so I think the technology that you're talking about on your podcast, Blockchain Life, it's like that goes right hand in hand with how we need to be approaching financial literacy for kids. We can't teach them the methods of 1980 and 1990. It's not going to work.
Yes. You know, it's interesting. I just caught a headline the other day that Ohio, where I'm from, is one of the first states. I think another state just came out with it. You might have even told me on LinkedIn, because, by the way, follow Chad on LinkedIn. It's where very few people, in my opinion, are crushing LinkedIn as a social media platform. Chad is, and in fact, one of your clients is. I won't say who it is, but she's huge on LinkedIn. You have a lot of good clients. But Ohio just came out with a required financial literacy that's going to be starting in a few years. And I know this to be a fact because I just helped my kids pick their classes for next year. And it says, like, hey, class of whatever, I think it's 2023, they now have that built in. But what if Gravy Stack and Smart Not Spoiled could get integrated into some of the literacy of the state?
We're working on it. We just spoke with a senator and the treasurer at the governor's office of Arizona.
Yes.
On a call recently, because I know Arizona and Florida also passed financial literacy laws. And so we are working on it. We'd love to provide curriculum. One of my posts on LinkedIn recently, I said, I'm happy to provide copies of the ebook or audiobook to any school district, school, library for free. Like, this is not something I'm trying to earn a bunch of money on the side. Wow. I want this message to get out there. So I'm happy to share it for free as much as I can.
You know, you got my mind going here now. with Igniting Souls Conference, because we had Gino come last year, Dan Sullivan has come the last few years, Jill Young, Ali Nasser, you know, a lot of your people.
Superstars.
Yeah, I wonder if we can bring you in to speak about Smart Not Spoiled, and how cool would that be for everybody to get? I know I'm speaking a lot here for you.
No, I'd love to.
I'll put you on the spot. But even attendees getting, you know, like the ebook or the audiobook.
Totally. Totally.
That would, you know, just to blow this thing up.
I'm happy to. This is a mission I care about. It's my clients. I was talking to someone about it the other day. I was like, it's not like a client acquisition thing. This is something that is like, I want kids to have and families to make money a comfortable conversation topic.
Yes.
You know, my next book will be focused directly on my target client. Smart Not Spoiled is for anyone with kids or kids themselves.
Mm.
It's an easy read. It's an easy listen. It's not that long, and it's full of stories, examples, and actually I put a lot of here's some activities for younger kids. Here's some activities for teenagers that will help them get the wheels turning. So I'd love to help spread the message any way I can.
Yeah. Well, and I like it too, because you have kids, meaning this is like not theory. This is okay. Tonight at 5 p.m., you're going to have to integrate these principles. And I love that. What would you say? Well, put it this way. Marriages today, right? I mean, we've heard this statistic for years that one of the main reasons for divorce is finances.
Right.
Have you thought that this book could actually be saving future marriages even?
I haven't even thought of that, but...
But this, now you are.
Yeah, now I am. The principles and the ideas in this book will if the kids, and I've had people. So I just someone on my team just texted me a book review this morning that just talked about how it's changed the conversation in their family with their kids.
Mm.
And one of the spouses said, I didn't know most of the stuff in this book, so it wasn't just me teaching my kids. I was learning at the same time, and so I think it's just. It really could change the conversation of, it could break the chain and the cycle in the family tree of just money issues and money arguments and contention about money. Because if that's all kids see is that you're fighting about money, then they're going to associate a lot of negative feelings with money.
Oh, that's
and they'll probably block it their whole life. They'll never want to have much money, or they won't want to talk about money, because they remember as kids, it was always this contentious topic in the home. And so what I think is, if we can flip that around and make it a positive topic, we're going to invite more success, more abundance, more opportunities, more open-minded kids who go out there and they're 18 and they're confident. They're not scared. They're actually confident. And that's going to change their futures for sure.
That's so good. Yeah, I mean, I came from a home that didn't have a lot of money. And yet you think about, I had to work through a lot of issues,
right,
realizing that money is not evil.
Right.
It's got to be properly placed with priorities. But it's interesting, Chad, because today you could have a couple that is falling in love, and all of a sudden one is like, hey, I'm bringing $150K worth of debt into this marriage.
Yep.
And, you know, when you're young and idealistic, you think, hey, love will get us through anything. But that could be a legit monthly payment.
Yeah.
And there could be resentment like, well, gee, I worked hard, or I got scholarships. And I could see that becoming a big tension. Have you seen that as you counsel people?
Friction with money in the family is a really big deal. We'll have people on our couch or on Zoom, and I can tell in the first 2 minutes that it's been a touchy subject, and it's really hard for them to be talking about this in the same room. And so we really try to help mediate that and listen to both partners. What I found is one of the partners is really interested in being disciplined and careful and thoughtful and more risk averse. And the other spouse is just a spender and doesn't think much about the future of money or investing or budgeting or discipline and things like that. And that's just how it is. Like, that's pretty much what I see. I don't usually see two frivolous fun spenders and then, or two, you know, really disciplined budgeters. And it just doesn't happen like that. So I think it's important to really have those conversations. If you've never had them in your family, start now.
Yeah,
might as well start now. It's not going to just get better by itself. You have to have money conversations at some point.
What is the website? Do you have a website related to the book?
I do.
Okay, what is it called?
Yeah, it's pacificcapital.com/smartnotspoiled. On that website, I have a bunch of links to resources, free resources for people to access. Some of them are just videos, articles, just things that I think are helpful to supplement what I wrote in the book. So
yeah, I'm going to bring this up. I want you to guide us through what we can find here. So here's the website.
Right.
And talk to us. Tell me to scroll.
There's Tucker Max. That was a great endorsement right there. The number one life skill that's not taught in schools is how to confidently and effectively handle money. So that really is the point of this, is really to help young people get a better understanding.
You got some great endorsements here. Wow.
Yeah, there's Cameron Harold.
Gee, okay. So
scroll down there. Just a little blurb about the book. You can keep going. And then underneath there, we have actual resources under the different topics of the, of the book. So just things like, you can literally click on those and say, hey, you know what? This week, I'm going to have a 20-minute sit down with my family and we're going to do this. We're going to look at this, let's say, budgeting 101 for kids or crash course for entrepreneurship. Yes. So this is just a list of resources we put together that we thought could help supplement what I taught inside the book.
So good. Gee, I love it. I love it. So let's go back now here. What else? What else do we have here?
Yeah, we've got investing and borrowing. The thing is, kids turn 18, even when they're in high school, the second they turn 18, they start getting credit card solicitations.
That's true.
And my daughter is not quite 18. She almost is, but she got something in the mail and she got a text that said, like, you've been approved for a loan of $20,000 and this and that. And she was like, Dad, what is this? Is this a scam? Is this spam? What is this? It's like, they told me I could have $20,000. And I'm like, okay, let's think about this. Like, why is this company suddenly just trying to give you $20,000? What's the catch? And so we had to go back to this section on borrowing and talk about it. So,
man, I'm going to copy this URL right now.
Yeah.
Now I know what summer looks like for.
I mean, pick one a week and just have a little conversation. I try to give you between the book at the end of every chapter, we've got activities and sample conversations. And then you've got these links right here. I mean, it's trying to give resources that are pretty easy to implement and talk about as a family.
And let's talk about that, because giving, I mean, that's huge. Is that where we're ultimately headed with this concept that, hey, being smart also means giving back?
Absolutely. Yeah. The last chapter is called Give Generously. And we talk about teaching your kids not to be money hoarders, but to be generous, to have that abundance mindset, to be involved in giving.
Yeah.
I think it's important to have kids volunteer and do things for free. I think it's important to have them maybe pick a cause they care about. If you have a child who's very interested in animals, and they want to earn some money and donate to some kind of a charity that helps animals, that changes the way they look at money.
Wow.
And it changes, it builds character, and it really makes a difference. And I've seen that in my own kid's life. And so I share a lot of examples of what we've done as a family to really implement that with our kids.
This is so good.
It's critical.
This is so good.
So.
Wow, man. I'm inspired, literally. I always create a summer events thing in our family where, you know, a lot of it's fun, but there's also some responsibility. But I think you just gave me summer school curriculum.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, talk to us a little bit about this NFT and the tech. Is there an app? I know Scott's got this like hero maker thing going on, and I just see you all Joe Polish with VR. I'm going out to Phoenix to record a publishing course with him. You know,
for Genius X.
Yeah. I'm one of the instructors. Can't wait for that.
We need to talk about that offline.
And we'll talk about that here in about 3 minutes. Okay. No, about five. We'll go five. But talk to me about why you're making the vehicle for all these things to be cutting edge. Why is that important? Yeah.
Number one, I think the rate of change has exponentially increased. It's not just the change, it's the rate of change. So what the kids learn in 5 years is almost completely irrelevant. And that's the hard thing with education, is that it's such a slow system to catch up to technology that you think our kids are going to learn about blockchain and NFTs in school. Like, it's going to be a long time. And a lot of that ship will have basically sailed. Yeah. So we're trying to be as cutting edge as possible. We're teaching through technology. We're teaching through an app. It's so much more than just a debit card for kids. This is a real tech-based mission. And the kids are going to be able to earn all kinds of financial literacy achievement certificates, which will all be NFTs, which will have the marketability that they can not only, they will be verified, but they will have the marketability to really create something of value. What I love is we're also creating a digital asset portfolio for the kids of their credentials and achievements and experiences. So if we're going to have like niche courses. When you talk about the Genius X VR stuff, we'll have a niche course, let's say, on apartment investing. Okay, investing in apartment buildings. And I've already got a guy from Strategic Coach who wants to be that, help us design the content for that level and that game. And so when the kids pass that, they'll receive basically a certificate and an NFT that says, I've achieved and learned some level of mastery in real estate investing in apartment buildings.
Yes.
And we're going to get companies, let's say like Nike or Google or something like that, that offers almost like an internship, but through the tech, an internship experience. And they're going to have the logos and the symbols of the different companies they've gone through these little experiences in our app. And that's going to be on their digital resume. So when they get to the point of college or maybe their career hunting, they can say, look at all the cool stuff that I've done. And oh, by the way, it's all integrated with the new technology that has basically been implemented over time, but a lot of people just aren't paying attention to. So your listeners know all about it, but most people don't.
This is huge. We live in a world today where blockchain allows a trustless relationship. So exactly what Chad is saying, verified badges will be able to, you know, as a CEO, I would be impressed if somebody came to me and said, here's my portfolio and I've done X, Y, Z. And I'm like 19. I'd be like, heck yeah. You know?
Yeah. Think about it. If they could say I've gone through training. I understand blockchain. I understand NFTs. I know how to build things in the metaverse. Yes. I also have all this financial literacy background. And it's all verified. It's much different than someone typing up a resume where they're fluffing their summer jobs for 3 years and you don't really know. Like, this is legitimate, verified, and they can actually talk the talk because they've been through all these different courses online. So
good. So folks, you got to jot this down if you're listening on audio, but it's pacificcapital.com/smartnotspoiled. The book is everywhere. Is it on Audible yet or not yet?
It is. Yeah. Yeah. I read the book myself. It's on Audible. So
perfect. Audible, paperback, Amazon, ebook, the whole thing. So check it out. Chad, any other things that you want to just say before we sign off today?
Yeah, I would say go to gravystack.com if you're interested in getting on the wait list. The app actually launches May 29th. We're going to limit it to a small group of users since it's brand new, about 1,000 kids and teenagers. But hopefully we get to that point very quickly this summer where we open it up to as many people as want to get involved. So very excited about that.
GravyStack.com?
Yep, GravyStack.com.
Love it. Chad, it's always a blast chatting with you. And thanks for pushing me in the ocean as well as in life.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Kerry.
All right. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Blockchain Life. We hope today's conversation ignited your soul and inspired your mind. Post your comments in a podcast review on iTunes or your platform of choice. We read every single review because your thoughts matter to us. Please share this episode with a friend. We look forward to seeing you again on the next episode.